Now, the sports-shaped hole left in our lives after the Olympics will be filled from today as the Paralympics get underway with tonight's opening ceremony. Team Ireland is sending 35 athletes to the Paris Games and in a moment we'll be looking ahead to that opening ceremony. First though, Eamon Horan caught up with six-time Paralympic champion Jason Smith and asked him what he expects from these Games.
This actually is my first Games as a retired athlete. Actually just retired a year and a half ago, so I think they're look at the Olympics and what Paris did. There's been an incredible buzz, hype created around the Games. Looking back, London 2012 gives me the vibes of Paris 2024, where we talk about so close to home, the coverage, being on the same time zone where people can watch it during the day and the evening, so close that family, friends can get here. I think the Paralympics has the potential to really take a step on and kind of how we build awareness and the profile of Paralympics.
Paralympian Jason Smith, who will be part of RTE's commentary team in Paris. Let's cross now to Paris and to our reporter Siobhan Madigan. Siobhan, we saw a show on the streets and on the Seine for the Olympic opening ceremony. What can we expect tonight?
Yeah, sure, Rachel. After the success of the Olympic Games, it's now the turn of the world's Paralympians to shine in the City of Light, and that I have no doubt they will do. It's the second half of a magical Parisian summer, and it gets underway in just a couple of hours from now. Local organisers have again promised a Games to remember, one they say to rival London 2012, which Jason Smith referenced just there a couple of moments ago. Proceedings due to get underway in and around 7 o'clock. Like the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games tonight, it will again be open in the heart of Paris in front of thousands of spectators, free of charge, and at the centre and the bottom of the Champs-Élysées, around the largest and most beautiful square in Paris, the Palace de la Concorde. A record 165 countries set to take part in the Games over the next 11 days. Ireland, as you mentioned, 35 strong team across 9 sports, hoping to match or exceed the Tokyo medal tally of 7. And what of the locals, I suppose? Many Parisians fled the city in advance of the Olympic Games last month, fearing inconvenience and traffic chaos. Well, they were wrong, very, very wrong, and they missed out. And many of those same locals are now those who are rushing out to snap up tickets for the Paralympics in order to get an experience like nothing before. The theme for tonight's ceremony is Discord to Concord, a reflection of the place of people with disability within society. Alexander Ekman was chosen to choreograph tonight's ceremony, and he has vowed to convey a poetic and sensitive message to the world that the exposure of a paradox between a society that claims to be inclusive but remains full of prejudice towards people with disabilities. Tonight's TV audience, Rachel, it's expected to be something like 300 million. 5,000 participants, 50,000 spectators. Of course, there will be a parade of athletes. Ireland will be led by our joint flag bearers, Colin Judge from table tennis, and our athletic sprinter, Orla Comerford. And the ceremony then will end with the lighting of the Paralympic cauldron and the flame. Details of that, of course, remain closely guarded. But as with the Olympic Games, where they went with the balloon-style cauldron, I wouldn't bet against something similar again tonight.
All right, Siobhan, thank you very much. And we spoke to Orla a couple of weeks ago on the programme. Will also have lots of coverage when the actual sport begins tomorrow here on the News at 1.